What's up? It's your boy ZALE and Happy New Year. I know I am late as fuck saying that, but I had a lot of shit going on. So I tried to get the app on my new phone, but being that it's fucking retarded, I'm back to use my old cracked up phone. But hey, it still works. So we in this bitch. Updates on what's been going on with me. Well, I've been trying to calm down a lot of drinking. Well, let's just talk about the New Year's resolutions. I've been trying to calm down on drinking and smoking. I'm doing all right, I guess, on the drinking, but I still got work to do, and I'm not gonna lie. If I'm off, I'm gonna have a little taste. So fuck that. But weed ain't really an issue. That's an every now and then situation for me. As for Miles, I'm really trying to stop smoking these motherfuckers. Like, I feel like I sound like somebody's auntie with my voice. It's because it's getting deep from all the smoking. But it is what it is. But yeah. And any other updates I got? Let me think about it. I got new jewelry, new shoes, and shit that don't fucking matter or really have value to it. But I was never into that type of shit. So I've been getting extra money, and a nigga's not on child support. And I don't have any bad drug habits, so. Hey, a nigga got money to, spare, so fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody gonna spoil me like me. I don't need no bitch. I don't need no chick to trick off on me. Ain't nobody gonna throw shit in my face later. Remember I bought you? Ain't bought shit. It's all me. Oh shit, I hope you don't hear my stomach through this recording. And the heater might come on, so cause I'm in the basement doing this shit. So yeah, that's what's pretty much going on with that situation, if you hear it. But I had a lot of subjects I want to talk about, but being that I had a fucked up day at work, I want to talk about work. Anybody that are business owners, hear me and hear me clear. If you have an establishment going and it's going very well for you and you have good workers, the easiest way for your company to go upside down is hiring retarded motherfuckers. First of all, these motherfuckers are on drugs. So we gonna quit this, oh, they passed the drug test shit. We know what the fuck going on. Y'all know what the fuck going on. But some people don't even want a job done correctly. I feel like people just try to get a body there to get something done. But let me tell you this. When you have lazy workers and you have your hard workers, and then you don't check the people that's in there fucking off doing nothing, you paying them for free, you are overwhelming your strong workers. And don't get it fucked up. They will quit that job and take a pay cut. Oh, no, you ain't gonna find no job that pay like this. Motherfuckers, look, people don't care about that pay. They care about their sanity and their body more than that money. Some people's souls are not for sale. You treat your good workers good, they will treat you good. Your business or whatever you got going on will flourish. Now, when that motherfucker quits, you gonna really see the shit that that worker was complaining about these stupid ass workers you hiring. Like, yo, this is what the fuck he was talking about. Like, this is what I was telling you. It's too late now. Then you want to call the motherfucker. Oh, do you think you would come back? The company has got better. No, the fuck it didn't. It didn't get better. I'm not coming back. Because if you fired that one retarded motherfucker, you gonna hire another goddamn dummy. Especially where I'm working at now. I put my business out there. I don't give a fuck if Amazon hear about this shit. I'm at Amazon right now. I used to be a driver for them. Oh shit. I ain't gonna say I'm hopping off subject. Just still subject. I used to be a driver for them. And I was going in, decent neighborhoods. You didn't really have to worry about, a threat being robbed or anything. I was around rich white people. Fuck it, don't put it on out there. I was out there with rich white people. They real nice. You know what I'm saying? They see you exhausted, give you a fucking water, give you some chips. Cool peoples, real cool peoples. But the contractors that I was working for, they were pieces of shit. They were called A Austin Express. I'm putting it out there. So I know A Austin Express got more than just the Cleveland location. So I don't care if they hear this shit either. If they say I'm unrehirable, hire these nuts. Those was one of those jobs that didn't really give a fuck about you. You could be sick as fuck or probably just didn't get sleep and you thinking, you know, you making a good decision, and it's affecting your money. I'm calling off today. I know I'm losing like $100, probably more dollars that day because I called off because I didn't get any sleep. I don't need to be behind a goddamn wheel for 10 fucking hours. Do you know if you called off one time, that was a write-up? Tell me, you have to have documented doctor's excuse. What the fuck am I going to tell the doctor? Hey, how you doing, Mr. Ching, Mr. Wing, whatever, you know, doctor name is. I'm just throwing out a name. Hey, I didn't get any sleep last night because I probably got bad family, you know, kids don't sit the fuck down, or you've been in a bad neighborhood, or you hear gunshots and motherfuckers arguing all the time, or you just got overwhelmed being a family person and got house things to do, and you didn't get the proper amount of sleep. I need a doctor's excuse for you to tell my boss that I didn't get any sleep last night, or, you know, I might went a little bit too hard. Whoa, what do you mean, sir? I can't write a note about that. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell this dickhead manager of mine. You get wrote up. Wow. Got car trouble. Got a flat. You know, anything. Stalling engine. That's a write-up next time you get there. Three write-ups, you pretty much fucking fired. So me, I seen the bullshit coming. So I'm like, I might as well go ahead and quit this job right now. Because I know I'm going to call off more than once. It happens. If you think somebody's going to call off or is not going to call off three times within 365 days out the year, you are sniffing a different type of coke and smoking a different type of crack. You smoking some good shit. You sniffing some crazy shit for your brain to register that shit. You know? So that was that. Oh, no, that's not it. I'm sorry. So then I went to another driver company. They were called Best Logistics. I don't give a fuck if they hear about this either. Y'all also can eat my nuts. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you. I thought, hey, Austin was bad. No. Best Logistics was worse than those motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Now, on the bright side of them, you could actually call off. You know, they had a point system. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me rewind back to A. Austin. You would be a great worker and do all your shit the correct way, and you might even get done early. You like, all right, shit, it's late. I get to go home early, get my day started when I'm off. No, your reward ain't you're a nice worker. You're a great worker. Keep up the good work. Your reward is, all right, you done with your route? Well, we need you to go meet up with Johnny because his dumbass probably playing with himself in the goddamn van or at Wendy's or sitting there on Instagram because these fucking workers know about these rescues. They know they could take their time because somebody's going to get done before them and they're going to send somebody to come get half their route, which I never figured out is me and this dumb dusty dickhead both left at 6:55. I had 235 packages. This bitch nigga had 130. How in the fuck that I get finished with my shit and you sending me to go help him? This is what I'm talking about good workers, bad workers. Your good worker is getting overwhelmed. We need you to go meet up with Johnny and take 50 of his packages. So that means I had 270 some packages to his what? If I'm doing the math right, what's that? What, 80 packages? Get this nigga the fuck out of here. Fire him. Why is he still here? You know, it's just, oh, there go the heater. Why is he still working here? And then they wonder why they can't keep good workers. It's not going to happen because y'all got life in corporate America fucked up. You like to treat these good workers like shit and treat these ain't shit motherfuckers. Yay, dapping them up and shit. I be starting to get convinced. I think these dudes is fucking the managers or sucking some dick. Like you, there's no way in the fuck I could be a manager and watch you play getting this money and you not doing shit. That it's not gonna work with me. That's why I never became a manager. And managers knew not to make me a manager. Like, yo, if he gets some type of power up in here, it's about to go ape shit up in this bitch. I'm gonna have a lot of enemies, shit getting fired, shit getting dogged out. Yo, you gotta do this. I don't wanna do this. Who asked was it a fucking option? I never told you it was a choice. You gonna do this or you can go clock the fuck out. It's just that simple. You know, so that was another thing with A. Austin. They were bullshit. They would make you go do somebody else's work after you did yours.
Okay, now back. I'm sorry. Let's go back to Best Logistics. So they will put you in the most fucked up high crime neighborhoods known in the city. I had guns pulled out on me 3 different times. You know, I let the first one slide because I didn't get hurt, you know, and I kind of understood it, you know, when I went to this person's yard. And first of all, they hours was fucked up. They hours was like 11 to like 8. So me personally, I don't think nobody should be delivering after 6:30. It's dark as fuck outside, can't see. Especially when that, what, I think it's the, what, the fallback time or spring forward? I think it's spring forward. I don't know which one of the two. Y'all know what the fuck I'm saying. So it gets darker outside real quick. The average time it usually get dark is around like 7 o'clock. But when you got that little stupid ass little hour, it start getting dark around like 5 o'clock. You were like, man, what the fuck? Like, where the fuck the sun go? So I understood why that guy pulled a gun on me, because he didn't know who the fuck I was. Even though I'm yelling, Amazon, Amazon, he got the gun pointed. Oh, man, I almost shot you. I'm like, I get it, but don't you talk to me with no gun in your hand. Put that shit up, motherfucker. It's Amazon. Here go your package, bitch. So that was that one time. And, you know, you were reported to your managers like, yo, it's kind of dangerous out here. You can't have us out here at this time, at this time of night. And the sun is not up. People don't know who we are. And, you know, well, you know, you should have a flashlight. What the fuck is a flashlight going to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is a flashlight going to do? And then it's hard to also see the addresses. You got to drive and squint your eyes and shit. You got to put this big ass beam in these people's houses. So now they really getting pissed. What the fuck flashing this big ass light in my house? So I get it. I would be upset too. Like, no, motherfucker, you should have dropped that shit off around like 4 or 5 o'clock, 4:30. Like, when, you know, it's still daylight outside, motherfuckers can still see you. That was the first incident. Let me tell you about the second incident. I was in East Cleveland on Hayden. And anybody in Cleveland, Ohio, knows what Hayden is. No, that's a fucked up place to be. And it is pothole heaven. Pothole heaven. If you want to try like an insurance fraud or some shit, or you want to be mad at your ex, or you mad at your ex-girl, your ex-man, take that car and go on Hayden and go about 35 miles per hour. I guarantee you knocking something loose under that motherfucking car. Guarantee it. Ain't no way around that shit. So, dude pulls a gun out on me over there, takes the van. I reported it to them. These dickheads come out. Did you call the police? Hell no, I ain't calling no police. That's your motherfucking job. This is your truck. That's all that shit in the van. I don't give a fuck about it. It's not mine. I don't care. You need to get somebody to come down here to pick me the fuck up. Then you call the cops. Then if they need a report, I got you. I'm not going to give them shit. Not that it's like me not snitching. I'm not, you know, I don't care. Because only I say this, that I'm not going to give them the information. I'm like this. You shouldn't have sent me down there or anybody in that, you know, kind of areas type of situation. Nobody, not just me. I'm not going to say like I'm that nigga, like I'm above everybody. No, nobody needs to go to these fucked up neighborhoods. You know how it's going down. Then a UPS man got shot 8 times. You know, I'm not going to say that location. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say too much. You know what I'm saying? Because like that motherfucker really got shot, but you know, the Hayden situation, a nigga got me. It is what it is. But he got shot 8 times. People in the city know about that. You know? My bad, I like this bout up. I know I'm trying, I just said I'm trying to stop, but hey, bear with me. But yeah. And there's a few people in there that have been robbed, had guns in their face over some fucking Amazon packages. Especially around Christmas. Oh, these motherfuckers, if off the chain around Christmas, you don't know what's about to happen to you. And then the third time a gun got pulled out on me was when I was delivering a customer's package. I was taking the picture of the package because that's what our job requirement is. We have to take a picture of it. This motherfucker comes out with a big ass gun. I couldn't even tell you what it was. It was big as fuck. My heart fell out my ass. I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck you doing on my steps? I'm like, man, I'm taking a picture of your packages. I work for Amazon. Oh, man, you right. You do got on uniform, my fault. What in the fucking cocaine or lean is you sipping on to make you come out? You see the uniform and you still going up the gun. I really be convinced that you niggas be trying to act tough in front of your bitch or in front of your homeboys. Like, bro, all that shit ain't necessary. Get your package and sit the fuck down. You spent your money and then a motherfucker, because we have the right not to drop your package off like that. Minute he showed me that gun, I could have took that shit back off the floor, put it back in the truck. But I ain't want no motherfucker trouble because he had a goddamn gun. So, you know, some of these motherfuckers just be doing too much. I'm not going to say that area either. You know, it's just some of these jobs is off the hook and they really don't care about you. Oh, let me tell you what this bitch said. Oh, man, y'all going to laugh at this shit. So I was cool with this girl. You know what I'm saying? We both was Amazon drivers. These companies I'm talking about are contractors, but we were straight drivers under Amazon. You know what I'm saying? I ended up going to that spot that I'm talking about, Best Logistics. She ended up becoming a manager. She became a manager and shit. So I tell her, yo, man, these motherfuckers just pulled a gun out on me, man. I'm not finishing this route in this neighborhood, because if they did it at that light, I'm pretty sure two lights down, somebody gonna do it again. So I refuse this route. I'm coming home. Well, if you bring that package back, they're gonna consider that quitting. Well, I'm like, well, I guess I quit, bitch. I'm on the way back. I can't believe it. Ain't you from the hood? Blah, 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 blah. What the fuck does me have? You know, people are just stupid. What is me being from the hood have to do with a fucking person just putting a gun in my goddamn eyeball damn near? Yes, bitch, I'm from the hood. I'm not from that fucking hood, you know what I'm saying? I'm an east side nigga. That's the west side. I don't know nobody over there. Aren't you from the hood? Bitch, eat my nuts. So if she hear this shit too, fuck her too. She can eat dick until she suffocate. So, you know, my bad, y'all. I just got upset. But yeah, these jobs really don't give a fuck about you. And it's getting out of pocket and getting out of hand. It's like, damn, where can you work? Because I'm at the point that every job I ever go to, I'm overwhelmed with some shit, because either I'm a good worker and then they want to put all the pressure on you. Meanwhile, all of us in this motherfucker is making the same amount of money. Why are you fucking with me? I be wanting to change my name sometime. Like, man, that ain't my name no more. Don't ask me to do shit. Especially if you see me doing something. You want to look past these nine people? You, because they know that you're going to do it the correct way. No, how about you start firing these dickheads if they can't do their job right? Now, that was the driver company. Let's talk about Amazon, the warehouse where I'm currently at. Thank God that shit went out. This job requires nothing. This is how you know this is a bad place to work. But it's an easy place to work. If anybody is telling you that this place is slave work or anything like that, they just fucking lazy. I'm here to tell you, a monkey can do this job. You literally, some of these jobs is dummy proof. It literally tells you step by step how to do this shit. But when you got motherfuckers that's up there that's just lazy and don't want to do nothing and keep getting away with shit, they get comfortable. They get comfortable, man. It's like you are making an easy job difficult because you are a fucking retard. Simple instructions, common sense shit they ask you to do up there, and so many people really can't do it. The only thing they require you to do at this job is be able to lift over 70 pounds. And pass a drug test. They don't sit down and interview you. They don't see what's up with your background. They don't try to see where your brain at. They don't see how you try to respond to certain questions. Because if they did, I guarantee you they want to hire half these people. It's like, you know what? This motherfucker ain't the brightest bulb in the box right here. He got a couple bricks missing from his building. This nigga is stupid. For real, it's really a lot of dumb motherfuckers that work at this job. And like I said, it's overwhelming good workers and it makes you quit. And in the back of your mind, like, damn, I got these fucking bills, and you don't want to go in the street. So it's like, then you can't even really get high no more, because I was smoking, I'm not going to lie. But now I'm at the point that I have to stop smoking to get this piss clean. No, I'm not about to use somebody else's piss and all that dumb shit. I don't have that kind of patience. I'd rather just go up in there and all, that's all me. You might get a little alcohol or whatever, but ain't no marijuana in that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm at the point right now that I'm ready to quit this job too. I'm tired of stupid motherfuckers. Oh, speaking of jobs, look. Don't fuck with coworkers. That's just my opinion. Don't fuck with coworkers, because trust me,
Somebody done ran up in that. Males and females. And males, don't talk to the hoes up in there. I mean, if you really don't give a fuck, go ahead and smash them. Me, I don't believe in crossing dicks, especially if I know the nigga. Like, I personally know this nigga. We dap up every day. And, you know, a bitch that he fucked don't want to talk to me. I'm like, nah, bitch, I don't roll like that. I ain't with that sloppy second shit. Like, nah, you probably should have put that vagina lock on tighter until you be like, nah, I'm sure this is the person I want to fuck. And then get upset when you find out, you know, the person you fucked is a fucker. For real. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker's a fucker. You ain't the only one he done dropped it off on. And same for you, fellas. This bitch done got ran a party on. Like, this bitch got more miles than your goddamn car. So, you know, I just rather just keep it outside the job. Trust me, it's been some shit up in there. I'm like, man, I wonder if fuck it. No. And then you just, but you start checking out the surroundings. Like, nah, everybody, this place one big orgy. I'm not with all that shit. So, yeah. Jobs is like really, a good job is really hard to come by nowadays. But I can honestly say this has been the easiest job I ever had in my life. But it's just always overwhelming. But it's at the point that I had an epiphany. I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to be working. Real talk. I don't think I'm supposed to be working, man. I'm supposed to be doing something else. It could be this or something else, but it ain't working. Because every time I get a job, it's some shit. Who you talking to? My bad, y'all. My people just walked in. And I told y'all this shit unfiltered. I'm not editing none of this shit. Y'all gonna hear it all. You gonna hear the yelling, somebody getting cussed out, knocked down. Whatever you hear, you gonna hear. So, yeah. And my bad to everybody that's been waiting on this episode and for me to get back on track. But like I said, you know, I haven't found the free time to do it. And on top of that, my new phone, I got the app on there, but it won't sign into my Facebook account, which this is linked to that. So I had to get this old phone. But yeah, I'm telling these jobs, you better stop playing with your good workers, man, before your shit gets shut down. And I say this worldwide, not just Cleveland, Ohio. Because your business might fuck around and get shut down, especially if you know what I'm saying, self-employed, got your own business, you really better watch out for shit like this. I did want to talk about something else, but it can't really come to mind right now. Yeah, I found that. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I think I'm going to leave this episode alone. Because I got a lot of activity going on right now. And I promise, like, every time I get off work, it's more work to be done. Like, you think when you get off work, you are free to do you? No, it never works like that. Interrogation, a million questions. Like, you just want to be like, leave me the fuck alone. I've been working hard all day. I'm tired. But yeah, this has been Get Right or Get Wrong. You know what I'm saying? I will be having guests on my show. And like I said, as always, if you got a topic you will want me to tackle, just let me know. You know, shoot me a message on Facebook or any other website that y'all see this link on. And I'll tackle it. Be careful what you want me to, you know, tackle, though, because I'm not about to say what you want me to say or say what you want to hear. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to give it to you all the way 100. So, yeah, God bless. Until the next one. I'm trying to see when the next one's going to be. It depends. I want to shoot for 2 episodes a week. Because I have a lot to talk about, trust me. So I can do 2 episodes a week. But yeah, we're going to ahead and shut this down. All you jobs out here that's doing people wrong, eat nuts. Your time going to come. I'm telling you. All right, y'all. Spin on.